does set a goal. And the concept, a long time ago, actually, called the self-fulfilling prophecy, Thomas Merton of Columbia University put it together. And it basically says, our expectations can create our beliefs and our reality. So if you have positive expectations, those expectations can turn into positive beliefs and create a positive reality when you act on those beliefs and those expectations. Mm-hmm. So it's not just sitting down and waiting for something to happen. It's actually getting out there and doing something to make it happen. That's part of the self-fulfilling prophecy. So if I have a negative self-fulfilling prophecy, I've already convinced myself ahead of time that it's not going to work, or that I am going to fail. But if I have that positive self-fulfilling prophecy, then what I'm going to be able to do is I'm going to create those positive expectations and those positive beliefs, and I'm going to actually create that positive reality through my actions. Not through my inaction, but through my actions. So it's important. As you're saying, you want to start setting your goals. You want to set, you know, basic step-at-a-time strategies for accomplishing what you want to accomplish, whatever that happens to be, a day at a time. Mm-hmm. And then reward yourself for your accomplishments, because that's important to continue to keep that cycle moving over and over again. Of action and reward, action and reward. It's important to reward yourself. It's part of reinforcement. And we all have to be reinforced. That's part of the circle of life.